Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Gates by John Connolly, narrated by Jonathan Cake. The author opens this novel with the following quote from Dr. Carl Schlechter, who lived from 1904 to 1985. "Scientists are not after the truth. It is the truth that is after scientists." And now, The Gates.
Chapter 1, in which the universe forms, which seems like a very good place to start. In the beginning, about 13.7 billion years ago, to be reasonably precise, there was a very, very small dot. Footnote 1. Scientists call it the singularity. People who are religious might call it the mote in God's eye. Some scientists will tell you that you can't believe in the singularity and the idea of a god or gods. Some religious people will try to tell you the same thing. Still, you can believe in the singularity and a god if you like. It's entirely up to you. One requires evidence, the other faith. They're not the same thing, but as long as you don't get the two mixed up, then everything should be fine. End footnote. Whatever you call it, this dot, which was hot and incredibly heavy, contained everything that was and everything that ever would be, all crammed into the tiniest area possible, a point so small that it had no dimensions at all. Suddenly, the dot, which was under enormous pressure due to all that it contained, exploded, and it duly scattered everything that was, or ever would be, across what was now about to become the universe. Scientists call this the Big Bang, although it wasn't really a Big Bang, because it happened everywhere.